Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Missing twin. Have you seen him? Cash reward. Do not contact me with unsolicited services or offers. I have a hobby of skimming Craigslist while drunk. Most of the time I'll stick to discussion posts for my area. Sometimes I'll check out gigs or for sale, but my favorite category was lost and found. You can learn a lot about your neighbors based on the things they lose and how hard they try to get these things back. I've seen weird posts before. Lost refrigerator, crystal skull, once even a missing prosthetic leg. But missing twin was a horse of a whole different flavor, and it was so casual. There was already a hangover headed my way, so I figured another beer or two wouldn't add much to the damage. At that point, I was already roaring drunk, teetering right on the edge of a blackout, but not quite there yet. After another beer, I made a mistake that ended up costing me a lot. I replied to the Craigslist ad. Hi, I think I might be your missing twin. How are things? I'm not sure why I sent that. I remember being bored, fuzzy, and curious. I also remember being so close to closing my laptop and calling it a night. Then the owner of the Craigslist ad replied almost immediately. I missed you. Oh, we've got a live one, I slurred, opening another beer. That was the drink that sent me over the hammered but aware cliff, plummeting down into Wasted Valley. I woke up the next morning with a headache like somebody opened a strip mine behind my eyeballs. There were 26 unread emails in my inbox. I took a leak, then returned to my living room, still in my underwear, and plopped down on the couch with my computer. Heavy curtains kept out painful sunshine. The only light came from the blue glow of my laptop screen. It wasn't even bright enough to reveal the bottles and clothes and Chinese takeout boxes scattered around my apartment. I opened the first email. Twin, where did you go? I opened another email, then another. All were from the Craigslist poster, and all were some variation of asking me where I went. For some reason, I felt compelled to open all of them. The last message was a single word. Meet? I closed the laptop and rubbed my temple. My hangover was shifting into high gear. So a rando on Craigslist had my email. Not the end of the world, though my full name was part of the email address. It was a common name, and I lived in a big city. I should be safe. That's what I kept telling myself all day as I laid curled on the couch. I ordered tacos from DoorDash. I slept. When I checked my computer again, there were another 8 messages. I decided to retire the email address and close the account. I figured the Craigslister was just an oddball. Harmless. It was back to the usual routine after that. My hangover was barely a greasy echo by the time I went to work the following day. Riding on the subway that morning, a strange sensation, little hairs prickling on the back of my neck. Someone was watching me. I scanned the crowded subway car, but didn't notice anything out of the ordinary. The sensation of being watched stuck with me until I reached my stop. Then, in a blink, it was gone. Yet the memory lingered with me all through the morning as I sat in my cubicle. I was distracted, unable to work, staring at a blank spreadsheet for an hour. Somehow I made it to lunch. I bolted from the office like a raccoon from a burning dumpster. The moment I left the building, I felt the sensation again. My watcher. I hurried through the city, dodging people on the sidewalk. When there was a gap in the press, I turned to see if I was being followed. A man was standing in the middle of the road blocking traffic. He was too far away to see clearly, though there was something familiar about him. Cars were honking, but he stood scarecrow still. Then he waved. No matter how many turns I took or intersections I sprinted through, the feeling clung to me. Eventually, I ducked into a grimy pub, nearly slipping on a puddle of unidentified liquid at the door. It was dark in the room. I slid into a corner booth, keeping my eye on the entrance. My hands were shaking. For the first time in my life, I felt hunted. After a few minutes of watching the door without anyone coming in, I let out a breath and slouched into the booth. Maybe I'd lost my watcher. The relief lasted about 20 seconds. That's when I noticed the man leaning against the bar. He was staring at me, smiling. I didn't recognize him at all, and he had a face I'd remember. Watery eyes, a broken nose badly set, and teeth like little gravestones. I realized why he seemed familiar. The stranger was dressed exactly like me. Exactly. Same tan chinos, same blue button-down shirt, same haircut. It was like looking at my reflection in a funhouse mirror. When the man saw I was aware, he picked up two beers from the bar, walked over and sat down opposite me in the booth.
"Finally found you," he said, voice higher than I expected.
"Do I know you?" I was weighing my options, wondering if I should bolt to the door.
"Such a joker," the stranger said, letting out a little chuckle. "You've been a bad twin. I miss you."
I leaned back. "Dude, I have no idea who you are." The stranger looked down at the table.
"I know this is unusual. I apologize. My brother, he passed away a few years back. It really left a hole. You know how they say twins have an extra bond, that they can sense each other. With him gone, that feeling I had my whole life just faded out. Imagine looking up at the sky every night, and all of a sudden there are no more stars, and never will be again."
I don't know what to say.
"This isn't your problem. I'm sure I'm freaking you out. You see, I post those ads as a coping mechanism. Sometimes people play along, and for a moment it's like he's back. That's all I thought this was, but I can see I've upset you. I apologize."
The stranger blinked his wet blue eyes and nodded to himself. I was at a bit of a loss. "I think maybe this is a misunderstanding," I offered. "I shouldn't have replied to your ad."
"I came on strong. How about one beer, we part ways, and I won't bother you again?"
Some part of my brain, an old part that developed long ago when we still had to watch the tall grass for hungry eyes, it was warning me to leave. But I was so relieved to find out that my watcher was a sad man, not some monster. What was the harm in one drink? I woke up with my cheek pressed against cold concrete. This was the grandmother of all hangovers. I wanted to touch my head to cheek for a buried axe, but my hands were stuck, tied behind my back. I was laying on the floor in the dark.
"We don't really look much alike,"
a voice whispered from somewhere nearby.
"I was awfully depressed to see that. Not twins at all. Not yet."
"What the shit?" I mumbled, face a little numb. There was the pop of a light bulb. In the yellow-orange glow, I saw I was in an empty storage unit, the type you'd rent to fill with boxes of junk and old furniture. There were mattresses duct-taped to the walls. The stranger from the bar was standing over me, light caught on the edge of the straight razor he was unfolding. We were still dressed the same. He leaned down.
If I can't look like you, little twin, maybe we can change things. Rearrange. Twin.
I remember screaming for a long time. The mattresses. They must have been good soundproofing. No one came looking, no matter how loud I shrieked. The pain was everywhere. It started at my face, but it lit up every nerve. A scalding electric field that left me shaking. I've never tasted so much blood. My last memory inside the storage unit was the stranger sitting down at my feet. He was crying.
Not good enough. Not even close.
Another blackout washed over me, and I prayed I wouldn't wake up. That it would be over. This time, when I opened my eyes, I saw a white light. Then a shadow leaned down. I would have screamed if my mouth wasn't full of something soft and dry. Still with us? A voice asked. I mumbled. Don't try talking, the voice continued. Your mouth, your tongue, there's some damage, but you're safe now. You're in the hospital. I reached for my face. Cotton bandages covered everything from my neck to my scalp. They were wet, my fingers sticking briefly before I pulled them away. I'm still not sure why the stranger stopped cutting me. Maybe he wasn't seeing whatever he hoped to find. So he dumped me outside an ER and disappeared. The doctors tell me I have options. Reconstructive surgery is always evolving, they say. Always improving. With time and luck, I might be able to get about 75% back to normal. Maybe even 80%. I still don't look when they change the bandages. Eventually, I'll have to. For the time being, I like to distract myself. They lent me a laptop, and I've been trying to write, keeping a journal. I'm not sure why I checked Craigslist this morning, but I felt drawn to it. The post was only a few hours old. The location had shifted from downtown to the north side of the city, but the wording was horribly familiar. Missing twin. Have you seen him? Cash reward. Do not contact me with unsolicited services or offers.
Last year in November, my house was broken into and robbed. I came home to find that someone had hammered the lock from my front door. My house looked like a bomb had gone off. Cabinets were open or broken, clothes were on the floor, there were even a few holes in the drywall. All of my electronics were missing, my PC, my consoles, the TV, and my brand new speakers. The pricks even stole my cheap homemade coffee table. It was barely more than plywood and scrap lumber I'd put together and painted red, but it was mine, damn it. I did my best to clean up while taking pictures of everything for the police report. The creeps had used my bathroom and didn't even flush. It felt so petty. Is there anyone you know of that would want to target you? The officer asked when I called the station. No, I don't really have any enemies. I heard the lady pop her gum. I'll be honest with you. We can open a report, but the chance of us finding the suspects without something more concrete to go on is maybe 15%. You don't happen to have any cameras in your home, do you? Or one of those video doorbells that might have caught something? No. The cop sighed. Okay, maybe we'll get lucky. I was feeling deflated after my conversation with the police. It looked like I was not likely to recover any of my property, so my only option was to replace it. The next few hours dragged. No TV, no games, and I could only surf the web on my phone for so long before becoming cripplingly bored. I needed something back. So I went on Craigslist and searched for speakers. Those, at least, I could replace with limited funds. Luck finally seemed to be breaking my way, The first listing I found for speakers near me was perfect. They were cheap, close by, and the same model that I'd lost. When I contacted the seller, he messaged me back saying that he could make the exchange tonight if I hurried over. Since I was eager to get out of the house, I was happy to head out. After more than an hour of driving, I finally came upon a dirt road that led back to an old hunting cabin. It was a squat white building, or it used to be white. Time and weather had stripped most of the paint down to the wood. Vines grew along one side of the house, crawling up the wall like a green web. I considered turning the car around, but I'd already made the trip, so I figured I might as well see if I could pick up the speakers. The man who answered the door looked like what you get if you made a human out of denim and cigarette ash and cursed it with life.
"You the guy?"
the owner of the cabin asked, standing in the doorway, shirtless. He was older, maybe 60, with gray matted hair and a salt and pepper beard. Tall and lanky, the man's voice was so rough, I could practically see the words scraping his teeth on the way out. "Hey, hi," I said. "I contacted you on Craigslist about the speakers." The man spit something into the bush near his porch. He didn't say anything else, just nodded for me to follow him. The cabin was even less appealing on the inside. Musty furniture with moth-eaten cushions filled up most of the main room. Stacks of cardboard boxes stood like towers leaning against the walls. The floor was partially carpeted, speckled with spots of bare wood.
"I'm in the back," the man muttered, pushing through a ratty curtain.
I followed. The cabin smelled like mildew and stale air. The back room was even more crowded than the first. Containers were everywhere, piles of toys and power tools and some items still in the packaging. And there were guns. Lots of guns. Guns on the wall, guns in cases, a few just lying out. I was so busy staring at the madness around me that I banged my shin into a small table. The old man was rummaging around in the corner. He stood up while I was rubbing my leg and held out a small speaker.
$30, he said.
The ad listed it for $25.
Processing fee.
Okay, I said, reaching for my wallet. My hand froze. The speaker didn't just look similar to the one I'd lost. It was identical, even down to the slight scuff mark on the top from where I'd dropped it weeks ago. I glanced down at the table I'd just bumped into. It was small, crude, red. It was my table.
"Something wrong?" the man asked.
"Where did you get all this stuff?"
"That's not your business."
I pointed at the speaker. "It might not be my business, but it is my damn property. It was stolen from my house." The man set the speaker down.
"Are you calling me a thief?"
I shrugged. "Maybe. Or maybe you bought it from a thief. Either way, it's stolen property. So's the table. Shit, I bet a bunch of my stuff is in here."
"Get out of my house," the man hissed.
"Not until..." The old man reached into his pocket and pulled out a large folding knife. It clicked open with a twitch of his wrist. I quickly backed out of the house. The man followed me, knife held a little above his waist, his eyes never leaving mine.
"If I ever see you again, I'm gonna stick this knife in your belly button and open you up like an envelope," the man said.
"You're fucking nuts."
He spat. "Calling me a thief, you dirty roach."
I've never driven as fast as I did that night leaving the cabin. When I got home, I tried to lock and bolt the door, only to remember that the lock was destroyed in the break-in. I ended up pushing the couch against the door. I reported the incident to the cops immediately after. Two officers had gone over to the cabin, but no one answered the door when they knocked. They didn't have a warrant or probable cause, so the best they could do was promise to come back in the morning. That night I retired to bed feeling disappointed but couldn't sleep. I was frustrated. A couple hours had passed and I was there, still awake, when I heard strange noises at the front door. My couch wasn't large, and the scraping noise told me it was starting to move. Somebody was pushing their way inside. There was an oak tree in my yard that grew close to my house. I opened my bedroom window and climbed down the tree. I managed to half run, half creep to my neighbor Benny's house. Benny looked surprised when he opened the door, but let me in. I told him about the break-in and my fear that someone was waiting for me back home. We called the police, turned off the lights, and waited. A single cruiser pulled up in front of my house 5 minutes later. Benny came with me as I approached the squad car. Two young police officers got out, and the four of us walked down the driveway to my house. While searching the house, one of the officers noticed dirt marks that led directly to my bedroom. He followed it, and hiding under my bed, laying on his stomach and tightly gripping a small bag, was an old man. Yes, it was the same old man that posted the Craigslist ad. I found out later that inside the bag was a 9mm pistol. The creepy old shit literally came back to kill me, apparently. They managed to recover all of my property from the man's cabin. Police also found thousands of dollars of stolen goods from other robberies. Apparently, the Craigslist seller was running a ring, listing items that he took during burglaries. My discovery threatened his whole operation, so he came after me. To this day, I'm so thankful that I stayed alert that night. If I hadn't thought to barricade the front door, or if I hadn't followed my instincts and left the house when I did, who knows what would have happened to me.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.